guys been around the team for quite a while now, and yet you see a lot of new faces.
Yeah, this is probably the most change that we've had since I've been here. You know, from Fisher to Munch, a lot of similarities being those two coached together for so long. So this was a lot different, and you know, it was exciting. We haven't won a lot in the past, so to see the change, it's something to really get excited for. And for me, it's almost like a rookie again because you have a new defense, so you're learning, and you'll be doing a lot more studying than you have in the past in the offseason.
Did you guys need it? I mean, did you need the shakeup that you had?
You know, that's really not for me to determine, but the shakeup's here, I think, and I think it's going to be a positive one, and it's going to really help us grow. So I'm definitely excited to be working with these new coaches that we have and for some of the new players that we brought in.
Wiz said that the locker room and the type of people they brought in continued to be important, and it stressed the importance of the locker room. As one of the leaders of this team, I mean, I know it just started, but do you see the change underway there?
Yeah, I believe so. And locker room chemistry is very important, you know. The more guys get along and the better relationships you can build. I know for us last year, just in a small version of it in the secondary, we grew a lot closer than probably the year prior to it. So I think our play really showed on the field because of those close relationships and guys hanging out off the field and knowing each other's family and really being a part of each other's lives. So I think the more we can grow together as a locker room, especially throughout this offseason, I think the better we're going to be equipped come September.
You guys lose Vern and haven't done anything about it. I mean, do you think that's a good move, and you feel confident in what you got on the roster opposite you?
Yeah, and I think that shows the confidence that they have in guys like Bleedy, Ray Wilson, Cody Sensabaugh, Tommy Campbell. They know the talents that they have. You know, it definitely sucks to lose a guy like Vern, not only a great player but even a better person. And that was a guy I played with for 4 years, so definitely going to miss him around here. But I think, you know, when opportunities like that happen, it's time for someone else to step up. You know, when we lost Cortland Finnegan and Chris Holt in the same year, it definitely sucked and it stung. But that was an opportunity for a guy like Vern, myself, to step up and take on bigger roles. So I just think it's kind of the transition and the cycle of how this league works.
How bittersweet was sort of that defensive secondary moves over the offseason? You get Pollard back, you know, guy who you like being around, and then you lose Verner.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, we would have rather took Vern and let Pollard go. No, I'm fine. But, definitely. Definitely excited to get Bernard back, a leader, a guy that came in last year and really showed to be a huge part in just the change of that defense. And with his loud mouth and his loud play, he really helped us a lot. So, but like you said, to lose Vern is tough. You know, a guy that coming off a Pro Bowl All-Pro year, to see him walk was definitely tough. But in a personal standpoint, happy for him. I've talked to him throughout the offseason. We've worked out together. He's excited about his start in Tampa. And he misses the guys here too. But like I said, it's the way this league works.
Aren't you at a point, though, where good guys in the room are nice, but let's get to the playoffs. I don't care who I get to the playoffs with. I mean, do you get to that point, or have you gotten there?
You know, I think a locker room is mixed. You know, you're going to have you're going to have all types of guys, but I think the most important things are how all of those guys get along together. Every person's not probably going to be the community man of the year in your locker room, but if you can get those guys all to gel well together, the better that team is going to perform. No one man or 10 guys are going to win a championship for you. You're going to need all players on deck, and all of those guys, practice squad to active roster, being able to work together throughout that year.
Hey, you don't have to be a good guy to care.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's what's missing there is that some guys, you know, could be perceived as a bad guy, but on the field, he cares a lot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes guys are perceived a different way outside the locker room opposed to how they're perceived inside the locker room. And we spend a lot of time together, and, you know, guys can get a bad rap of maybe something they've done off the field or whatever it may be, but inside the locker room, that guy may be a godfather to your kids, and you may know him in a different light. So I think the most important thing is how we all get along and knowing one another.
What do you think about the additions you've made on defense, whether it's Woods, you know, Woodyard, Phillips? I mean, how much do you think they'll help the defense, and you think you got to have to take on a different look this year?
I think they're going to help a ton. You know, both those guys, for instance, coming from Denver, a team that played in the Super Bowl last year. So after last year, we added Bernard, who won the Super Bowl, Delaney, who played in it. So continuing to bring guys in that know how to win and know what it takes to win, I think is going to be huge. And we'll be transitioning into a different defense. There's going to be some differences, some 4-3 probably looks, some 3-4 looks. So there's going to be a lot of new stuff. stuff. So the more guys you can bring in with more experience and playing in multiple fronts and understanding how to learn a playbook and to be with a new coaching staff, I think the better it's going to be, not only for them, but also for the younger guys who get a chance to learn from them.
Do you do anything different this offseason to prepare, whether it's different training regimen, you know, try to, you know, come in bigger?
No, you know, every offseason for a while now, I've been working out with Chris Hope and continuing to do that same thing, working out with him in the offseason. Come July, I think I'm going to change up something a little bit, head to Arizona with my brother for a little while and do some training out there. So just try to, you know, keep it fresh and continue to just make sure you're working hard no matter what you're doing.
Three teams with new coaches made the playoffs last year. Could or should these extra couple weeks and the mini camp that you guys get with the new staff be an advantage to you?
I sure hope so. We're here, so hopefully it works in a positive advantage, and I think it will. You know, when you come to a new team and you're putting in a new playbook, you need these 2 weeks to get a chance to take it home, study it, learn it, because not only is it new defensive plays, but the way we refer to the offenses when we look at them, it could be totally new terminology. So to be able to everybody talking the same language, concepts, and all of that, I think this is a great advantage that we need to really get a head start on learning that playbook, and in that time we also get a chance to learn and really get a chance to meet our coaches and know who they are and what they expect of us, and they get a chance to meet us not only from what maybe they've heard, but now actually get to meet us firsthand and see what type of guys we are.
How much time will you spend
looking through the playbook? I'll probably be in it just about every day. It's a lot of new stuff, so for myself, I want to make sure I know it inside and out. As one of the older guys, and I consider myself one of the leaders on this team, I want to be able, if a younger guy gets to me, comes to me and has a question, that I'm able to answer it for him. So the faster I can pick up the playbook and learn everything that we're trying to do and be on the same page with the coaches, I feel like the better off I can help myself and also the guys under me.
Does the fact that it's a digital playbook now make it even more attractive?
Yeah, and that makes it more of a challenge, which kind of makes it a little bit more intriguing. You know, you get a chance to go home with the iPad and play around on it and really get an understanding of how it works. And there's other guys in that locker room. I know I've talked to Bernard, who he's used the iPad for a playbook before, and he thinks it's a huge advantage. And I'm excited. You know, it's something different, and maybe it's something else that can give us an edge as far as with today's technology. You can get anything out there. As fast as it is, we can go home this evening and may get something new sent to the iPad, whereas with the, just playbooks, you couldn't do that. So I'm definitely excited to get a chance to use that.
Now, how does that work? Can they do it to where all you can use on it is playbook stuff, or can you still play Angry Birds?
No Angry Birds, no internet, no iTunes. So it's strictly football, which is a good thing. We don't need guys in meetings tweeting and checking who sent them DMs on Instagram or something. So I think it'll be a good thing that it's all football.
You obviously a different play on the different side of the ball than Jake, but you've been around him for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is kind of his last chance to prove himself moving forward. What are your expectations of him, and would you be surprised if he doesn't do enough to stick around long term?
No, you know, I expect him to pick up right where he left off before he got injured. You know, being around Jake, you really see what hard work is, and that guy works his butt off. I came in one day in the off season just to meet the coaches and saw him in the weight room working out and going as hard as can be. And, you know, as a defensive guy, that's what you want to see out of your quarterback. You know, everyone's going to have their own opinions on his accuracy, his arm strength, and all of that. That's out of my realm. I don't know anything about that. But I know the guy works his butt off. And last year before he got hurt, he was managing the game, zero turnovers, putting us in great position to win football games. And I feel like when he gets back health, and he's going to be able to pick up right where he left off last year. So I'm excited for him. You know, injuries have plagued him so far, but I truly believe that this can be his year and that he can get back healthy and lead this team.
You get the sense Phillips has kind of got the same personality as Bernard in some ways, and that he's going to be chirping a little bit and maybe be a talker himself?
You know, I don't know. I've gotten a chance to meet him before. I actually saw him in the airport on his way in for the visit and just talked to him really briefly, but I haven't gotten a chance to really know him. I know he's a guy that has done a great job in his career getting to the quarterback, so for me as a DB, when you see that we sign a guy like that, you get excited because that's less time you have to cover. So definitely can't wait to just really get a chance to know him and see what he's all about.
Does having a new coaching staff, does it put everybody kind of on, not edge necessarily, but everybody needs to be on point? You know, there's not that familiarity with Munchak anymore. It's a new coach, a lot of assistants. I mean, you guys have to buckle down right away?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that raises competition as well. You know, you could have a guy maybe who was in a doghouse the last 2 or 3 years with that coach and staff, and now these new coaches bring new light to them. You may have guys who have been on the top, and the coaches love them, and now you're right back on even playing field. So I think the good thing about that is it's going to raise the competition around here. And, you know, competition brings the best out of everybody. So the fun thing is when we get to those OTAs and those mini camps, now these coaches get their chance and their opportunity to see us and see how we play, and they'll judge it for themselves. So you won't get anything left over from last year. Well, he did this last year, so he'll start this year. They're going to be evaluating us and seeing who they feel is the best player, and that's who's going to play.
The T-shirt a gift from your brother, or did you buy that for yourself? Huh?
You know, I got it for myself, but Dev actually has the same one, so I guess we have, from many miles away, some of the same taste. So.
Well, you're identical.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mom will be proud of that.
Anything else? Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it. Good to see you guys.